This show would be unlike anything on Christian radio. We both work in the ministry of healing and deliverance. One host is a retired sheriff, while the other is an active fraud investigator, almost 30 years working in fraud investigations. We're on the front line week in and week out, battling the demonic, witchcraft, Satan, Lucifer, Jezebel. Every week we face these spirits. The Bible teaches us that we have authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. We feel that a lot of the churches aren't teaching this. And how do you battle an enemy that you don't even acknowledge is there? It's your birthright. It's your inheritance. And we want to teach you guys how to fight. Not only to fight, how to win. Tune in.
The Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation starts now.
Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. I'ma bless his name. Yeshua, Yeshua, I'ma bless his name. We will bless Yeshua, Yeshua.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation. I am Pastor Mark, and I'm here with Pastor Donnie. How are you, sir?
I am blessed, and it's a privilege to be here today.
Absolutely. Would you bless us with a prayer, sir, before we get into today's show?
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you have given us. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this radio segment tonight. Lord, we thank you for your people that are listening. I pray that everyone will be touched, Lord. Lord, that you would just touch the hearts of all of the listeners, that you would bless them in every area of their lives and health, finances, Lord, relationships, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you be the center of everyone's life, Lord. And we welcome your presence here. Holy Spirit, take control in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Might want to put the little ones up on this show right here. We have discussing a couple of adult-related topics today. From a biblical standpoint, and we're going to see what God does.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. So, Pastor Mark, tell me, how was your week? We haven't talked with you in a couple few days, and what's been going on?
It's been amazing, but I just want to acknowledge Mrs. Rice and Sister Shauna for the great job they did last week.
Yes.
My phone has been blowing up.
Praise the Lord.
I was told that we need to have a ladies' night at least once a month.
Sounds like a plan.
So I have Pastor Debbie from Liberation Freedom Ministry booked for next month on the first Monday. And she's going to be with Mrs. Rice. So we'll see what happens.
Praise the Lord.
She's a very well-spoken, anointed woman of God. So I imagine it's going to be... really, really good.
Thank you.
But a lot of great things have been happening, man. The Holy Spirit has really been moving. I'll just share this one story, and I want to get into some of these questions that people have been sending. We've been jotting them down, and we're going to address a lot of them today.
Amen.
Yourself and a couple of the prophetic ministers had prophesied to me over the years about the healing mantle, the gift that we have, my wife and I have, and that at some point we'll be going into hospitals and people will be getting up and things of that nature. I'm counting on God, and you gentlemen have been extremely accurate, and I've been seeing some major miracles. Thank God for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So I know part of what we need to do as Christians is to wait on God. But I always want him to see me working. So if I attempt to do something, I will pray on it. I said, if this is your will, Lord, please bless it. And if it's not, shut it down. So when it doesn't happen, I'm never disappointed. I just figure it wasn't his will, no matter what the situation is. So
Amen.
I decided that perhaps that I could start visiting maybe every week a local convalescent home just to go pray with the older folks and just minister to them and see what God does. So I found one particular
convalescent home, probably 7 miles from the house. And last week on lunch, I just told my bride I'm going to go over and talk to him. Like, I didn't call before. It was like a cold call, see what happens. You know, they tell me, no, thank you, it's okay. But at least God knows I'm trying to do something. So as I'm going over there, on a side road, I see a sign that reads, this country needs Jesus. Now, I've seen that sign before. But this particular sign in this particular house just really stuck with me. So I got to the convalescent home, and I spoke to the decision maker, and the conversation went really well. And I'll give you more details once everything is nailed down. But she seemed pretty positive, like this was going to happen at least once a week. We'll get out there and just spend some time with them.
Praise the Lord.
But when I was coming back, I said, Holy Spirit, now if I'm supposed to go to that house, please direct me back to the house. Remember, I just saw a sign. I don't even remember what street it was, but I was just praying. I was praying in the spirit, just please take me back to that particular house if I needed to go there. And sure enough, kind of backtracked, and I looked down the street, and I saw the sign. You know, it was a street off the main road. It was, a road off the main road that I was on. And I was like, all right. So I went, and I parked my car, and I'm going down the driveway, and I could see them looking at each other like, who is this? And I got, probably 12 feet away, and the lady's like, sir, can I help you? And I was like, yes, ma'am. I'm Pastor Mark, and I believe the Lord sent me here to pray for somebody. So it was a pause. I didn't hear a shotgun clicking. I didn't hear anybody say, release the hounds. So I thought maybe we were okay. And she said, well, sir, I could always take prayer. And I said, well, are you in pain? And she said, I have arthritis. She'd been dealing with arthritis in both of her knees. And at that time, she was at level 8 in both knees, pain. And then her hand couldn't open and close in the morning. Later on that day, it could because of arthritis. And she was at a pain level 3. Well, did what God told us to do, and we prayed, and he healed her. He completely healed her.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
Her daughter came out. She had a pain level 7 on her right arm below the elbow, and he completely healed her. They had a cousin on the porch watching everything, and Holy Spirit directed me to pray differently for her. And then we prayed for her, and she ended up having a heavenly encounter.
Praise the Lord. It was ordained for you to be there. You know, it kind of reminds me of when we were at that house in Peoria, Illinois, how the Lord directed you there. And then once you were there, we actually went inside. You called me, and I came over with a couple of other members. And, wow, we did deliverance in that house. People were set free, and it was a beautiful moment.
I thought so. Yeah, I mean, the key is just listen and just be obedient. And, for example, if I'm ever told to, let's say, fly across seas and speak to a leader of a country or whatever the situation is, I don't want God to say, you expect me to give you these type of assignments, but I give you an address in Douglasville to go to and you don't go. See, so I go believing and expecting a miracle. And, worst case scenario, they say, no, I'm not interested. And I just say, God bless you and walk off. But I can't ignore what I believe he put in my heart. In this case, it was amazing. I just thank God for Jesus. I just thank God for the opportunity to, hear from him and just be directed. So I'll just say, people don't second guess. If you believe it's from the Holy Spirit, go for it. And see what God does. Amen. Okay. All right, young man, we have a list of questions here. I'm going to get to one about demons.
It's a question from the listeners, right?
you could say that, yes, sir.
Amen to that.
All right. So one is about demons. So we're going to get that one out the way before we get into some of these grown folk subjects here. And I know you have a great teaching for us. Have you ever had someone that you've cast a demon out of them and the same demon came back into them at a later date?
So the question is, have I ever ministered to someone and cast out a demon and the demon came back?
Yeah, and this is from the Last Reformation group that visited Atlanta a couple weeks ago.
They, right. Sent
that. But anyway, yes. So
absolutely.
You dealt with this demon. You cast him out, and maybe, you know, next week or 2 months from now, you're dealing with the exact same demon.
Well, I have. That is true. That demon has came back, but for the devil to come back, he needs a reason. He needs it could be an open door that we may have missed. But usually it's either the person will go back to that same sin, whatever that sin is, you know, they'll just slip right back into it. They feel, and that's what the devil will do. You know, he will tempt you. And once he can lure you back in and you get back into that sin, and then they can come back at that point. Or if, and we have to be careful, the Bible warns us about unforgiveness. Say if someone offended you at church and you got mad and you word cursed them, or you came offended by them and you got back into some unforgiveness with them, you open that door of unforgiveness. That will open the door for the enemy to come in as well. Or if you got deliverance, like I had this happen to me recently. There was a lady that I ministered to. She got free, and then I had an appointment with her the following week, and she came back. She said, Pastor Dunn, do you think that demon left? So, in other words, she had doubt and unbelief. She didn't believe that she got free. You know, and remember, you know, Jesus couldn't do any healing or deliverance in his. He healed a few folks, but he couldn't do any miracles in his hometown
right. Because
of their doubt and unbelief. So, doubt and unbelief are one thing that could hinder or open the door for the enemy to come back. So, it does happen. But you know, we minister to people. We warn them not to go back into that same sin, or not to have any doubt and unbelief or fall in unforgiveness. As you know, in this ministry, we talk about unforgiveness all the time.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what how I responded, and please correct me if I'm wrong, sir.
Go ahead.
Because I did mention this young man that you know, we would certainly train their frontline ministers on this. Mm-hmm. So I think he's talking to his people. But this is what I said. Hello, yes, there are a number of factors that may contribute to such a scenario. There was more than one such demon in the person from the beginning. For example, different Satan spirits, different Jezebel from the kingdoms, etc. Let's say you cast out murder that entered the father's bloodline. There may exist another kingdom where murder entered, let's say, 12 generations ago on the mother's side of the family. Another possibility is that that person returned to a previous or engaged in a new sin, which offered the demons legal rights.
100% in agreement with that. There could be different kingdoms. For example, you committed the sin of adultery, and say your father committed the sin of adultery, and grandfather opened that door by his involvement in incest. So that would have involve multiple Jezebels to come in. So you have to, like I tell people, deliverance is like an onion. You're peeling off layers at a time. It's a process, and you have to be patient. But a lot of people seem to think that deliverance is just a one-time thing. Oftentimes it is not, especially if there's layers of just generational spiritual bondage that you have to comb through to deal with the inner healing, to break the generational curses and to cast out the demons. And it's often in the process, but the Lord wants us free. He wants us healed and delivered. He doesn't want us in spiritual bondage.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's change the focus a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Is all masturbation bad? Is it all demonic?
Well, that's one of those questions that you can ask several people, you get several answers. But I can tell you what I've learned in the ministry of deliverance. If a person is involved in masturbation all the time, the question is, where are they imagining? What are they imagining? If you're married and you are involved in that, then if you're thinking about your ex, or if you're thinking about pornography, you know, where is your mind going? Your mind has to be going somewhere during that process. So that in and of itself can open a door for a spirit to come in. And I have Pastor Mark, cast out demons of masturbation before, and out of several people in the past. So a lot of it is where your mind is at, and a lot, and it can be perverted, what you're thinking about doing that. So, so you have to be really careful about that. And, you know, and if you focus on something all the time, you know, the Bible tells us in Psalms 115:8, those who make them idols will become like them. And that's a pretty strong scripture.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is what you are meditating on. And we have to be really careful about that. And is it driven by lust? Is the next question. Next answer. Well, question, is it driven by lust? And where is this lust coming from? You know, is there a sin that happened to you at childhood, or is it drugs, certain drugs, illegal drugs like cocaine or meth would take that sex drive into overload? And that's all that person uses. Some people that I've talked to and dealt with that are on meth and other stimulants, that's pretty much mostly, especially men, that they're thinking about all the time. And it would drive them to masturbation. So it all depends on what's driving this force. So it can easily become very demonic.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I think some of it is what you become a slave to. If this is all you're thinking about and you can't control yourself, I think there might be a demonic component there.
Absolutely. Definitely a demonic component. That is at play. And I mean, because the devil wants you to do that and wants you to focus on perverted things.
Okay. Thank you for that answer, sir. Let me remind everyone, the telephone number here is 404-355-8699. If you want to call in, comment, ask any more questions, don't hesitate. You are listening to the Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation on love860.com, the Love 860 app, iHeart, I always do that, iHeart, and Intune app, I apologize. And the telephone number again is 404-355-8699. We would love to hear any of your comments or address any more questions that may be derived from listening to our answers. Do I stay with my husband even though he told me he's cheating? God hates divorce.
He does hate divorce, but he also hates adultery. Adultery is spiritual grounds for, will give you spiritual grounds for a divorce. Adultery will. Unless, my suggestion is if you guys, if he or she repented and they're willing to get past that and work on that together, of course, there has to be a mutual agreement between both parties. But that's the key. Are you willing to repent and walk away from that? But the problem is a lot of men or women, they get involved in this multiple times. And there's got to be a point where you have to draw the line in the sand and say no, because now you are involved in adultery and also spiritual transference. You're creating soul ties with another person, which when I'm going to talk on a little bit later, and you know, and you're getting that other person's spirits, and the thing that is really dangerous about adultery is, and I've seen this, and you've seen it too in this ministry of deliverance. What if that other person that the husband is having an affair with, or the wife is having an affair with, is involved in witchcraft, or they have a lot of spiritual bondage of witchcraft, or spiritual bondage of lust and perversion? That's going to affect the other spouse because of the ungodly soul ties. So for spiritual reasons, that would definitely give her or him biblical reasons to get a divorce.
Right. And I didn't get the impression that there's any repentance here. Let me re-present the scenario. The guy knows that the wife is attempting to be a devoted Christian, and you know, he doesn't believe she's going to go anywhere. He doesn't believe that she's going to divorce him. And he's saying, I'm cheating on you. So I don't think there's any repentance here. And we're not judging anybody. We just present you guys with this scenario so you can understand what we're talking
about. And he's not willing to repent and wants to stay in a continual relationship with other people.
Correct.
Well, then the wisest thing for her to do is to get out of that relationship, in my strongest opinion.
Well, that's it. And I will leave with this, this question with this. When you're sleeping with someone else, you're sleeping with, in the spiritual realm, you're sleeping with everybody they slept with.
Absolutely, because of the ungodly soul tie. 1 Corinthians 6:16 talks about an ungodly sexual soul tie. The Bible says the two shall become one. Especially the sin of adultery. That opens the door for whoever that other person slept with would affect the current spouse. Even though she's a victim or he's a victim, but spiritually it creates a spiritual bondage to that person. And it's really sad. It's really sad. But a lot of people just don't know. They think that it's a fantasy to be married and to have an affair and nobody's going to find out. But I'm going to tell you something. The devil will also make sure that that lie is exposed. He will make sure, because that devil will get gratification knowing that he's exposing an adultery. He will expose it one way or the other.
Amen. I just got another follow-up question on that one, and I will read that. So thank you for the sister that sent that one. But Pastor Donnie, would you just give us a high level overview on the young lady that you ministered to about a month ago, who was reading the adult novels?
Yes.
And Madam O came up through her and spoke to you.
Right.
Just give us a.
Well, this particular person is married, and you know she's married and has a family. But she is very, what's the word I'm looking for? Enjoy reading these romantic novels, and she loses herself in these romantic novels. And one of them, in this particular book, involved a family. The woman, she has several kids. She's married. The husband will go back. We fly to town occasionally for work. And in the book, she would prostitute. She would disguise it where no one would really know that she's prostituting, but she would do that as a madam and be with several men for money. And she would save this money in her mind for family vacations and trips that she would surprise her husband with financially. Hmm. How she would pull that off, I don't know. But that was the plan. But that's the way the book laid out, and she lost herself in that book, and she actually thought of that character as being something that she would enjoy doing, and so she saw herself as that character in the book, even though she's reading it, and it's very normal for a lot of us when we're reading a really good book to get ourselves locked into that character. We kind of feel what he's feeling. You enjoy reading the author of that book has really gotten your attention, and you're on like the edge of your seat just watching or reading this book. And that's what she did, and she actually in her mind became that Madam O.
And what happened?
Well, as I ministered to her, she developed a soul tie with Madam O. And in the spiritual realm, I believe that was a demonic part of her. So this part came up, said his name. As I'm ministering to her, imagine another person spoke through her and says, "My name is Madam O. I'm trying to get her to prostitute." And it was a demonic spirit that was attached to that book that through a soul tie got into her and caused her. And was, because she said she felt the pull towards that. She felt, you know, she said she wasn't going to do it because she's faithful to her husband, but she felt the pull towards doing that. And you know what? And another thing, and I want you parents to really listen to this, be careful about the video games that your children are watching. Because I have dealt with same scenarios where kids will lose themselves in these characters And I have literally have cast out these demons that were in these video games. Yes, demons are in video games. Not all of them, but some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And these demons will speak out of these children that I am ministering to. And I said, well, how did you get into him or her? Through the video game. He killed demons. And this is what the demons would tell me.
Mm.
And so we cast it out, and then that person was delivered. So we have to be careful. We have to protect our eye gate and ear gates.
Can part of the connection be when we get to the point where it's moving outside of just a lower level of fantasy, and we're actually idolizing
absolutely.
These characters?
Idolizing these characters, absolutely. Again, Psalms 115:8. Those who make them idols will become like them.
Right.
And that is so true. Same thing with the previous topic, masturbation. What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about an ex? Even though you're married, you're thinking about an ex. Are you thinking about someone you saw on the beach or in a magazine or pornography or whatever? Then you're developing a soul tie with that person. And we have to be really careful about that.
Absolutely. And I'll remind everyone of Proverbs 23:7, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Amen.
So be
That's
careful
right.
what you're thinking on, what you're concentrating on, and what you're idolizing. Someone sent this one. Can an incubus or succubus spirit be sent by someone?
Usually, these are sexual demons, the demons that will come into your dreams most of the time. However, I've known people that were not asleep. They were laying in bed and were attacked by these demonic spirits. And usually, you can open the door by, in other words, masturbation. What are you thinking about? If you're letting your mind go in a perverted way, or if you're constantly into pornography, that would open the door for incubus and succubus. Or I had a lady when I was in California that I ministered to. She went online and she saw this, and I'm not going to mention the website, but she saw where it says, do you want a spiritual lover? And she was lonely. She said, well, yeah, let me check it out. Went on that site. And she answered some questions that, you know, the spirit would come to them and have sex with them. And that's exactly what happened to her. It was a spirit of incubus. Usually incubus are spirits that attack women. Succubus are the demons that attack men. But the spirit of incubus came to her, and then it was having sex with her. This demon was having sex with her, and she was okay with it. But the problem was it wouldn't go away. And she would be out in public, and they would try to have sex with her. She would be in church, they would try to have sex with her. She'd be at a family's house, they would try to have sex with her. So these spirits are evil and very dangerous.
All right. Well, I think we're going to take a station break here in a second. And you are listening to the Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation. The telephone number is 404-355-8699, and we will be back in a moment.
Blessings, folks. This is Raheem. Me and my family run a financial services company. We help families protect their family's income. If you guys want to make sure you guys are properly protected, give us a call at 470-301-0497. We also help people get licensed so they can protect their own friends and family for $75 this month, folks. Please give us a call, 470-301-0497.
Read Luke 4:18. We want to train the church body to be used by Jesus to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are opposed. Join us on the Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour of Significant Revelation, Mondays at 6:30 p.m. here on Love 860 AM, the Love 860 AM app, iHeartRadio, or on the TuneIn app to hear the truth. Get prepared.
860 AM WAEC Atlanta.
The Liberation Freedom Ministry Hour Significant Revelation starts now.
Okay, you mentioned incubus and succubus. How often have you encountered those demons?
You'd be surprised, Pastor Mark. They're very common. And the sad part is that a lot of people, they deal with this spirit quietly and privately because they're embarrassed to go to their pastors and say this feeling or go to anyone else to discuss this because they feel that they may not understand and may think they're crazy or they're making something up, you know. And so out of embarrassment and shame, a lot of people just keep their mouths shut. And that's the sad, but it's very, very prevalent, I believe, out well, there.
Satan is counting on people not to talk about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He doesn't want. And I'm sure there are some listeners now that are dealing with this incubus and succubus spirit. Especially men. Men are very, very prideful and you know, embarrassed to this. Who are you going to go to as a man to say, hey, something is having sex with me at night?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because a lot of pastors and churches don't even understand it, don't even know how to deal with it, and don't believe in it.
Right. Well, we believe in it. So,
amen. That's true.
Come to Liberation Freedom Ministry, 3125 Presidential Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia. The telephone number is
770-335-8973.
And we have a service on Tuesday nights at 7:15. Stay after and see miracles. But you can call that number and make an appointment for a one-on-one with Pastor Donnie or some of the other ministers. And trust me, no matter what you're going through, we will not look at you like you're crazy. This is what we deal with. So if you come in and say, listen, I was listening to your radio show, and you were talking about those people having sex with demons, and that happened to me, and there was nobody I could talk to. Mm. Then we're going to investigate to see exactly why this is happening. So Tuesday before last, after service, I dealt with incubus. Is that the one that attacks the ladies?
Yes.
Yeah. And sure enough, incubus came up and said he worked for Satan. But, I mean, Satan was the head demon, excuse me. So it was all connected. Satan sent that. So
a lot of times it's done by witchcraft and, again, by sexual perverted sins that we've been involved with and things like that. Even generational things that just came down through the family bloodline through sexual sins of their ancestors. That happens too. Or you can open the door. Like I mentioned this website, this lady went on, Spiritual Lovers, and she summons this demon to come in, and she was being tormented.
I'll tell you what, you know, you mentioned about porn. Bill.
Bond?
Yeah. When you get over 50, you understand, man. Sometimes your memory.
Haven't made it there yet.
Bill Vaughn of Bill Vaughn Ministries, he and I were ministering to this pastor, okay? And, you know, we all had a life back in the day. And back
right,
in the day,
right.
The pastor used to look at porn.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this one particular actress that he liked, a character. Let's, mm-hmm. let's say her name was Applesauce, okay?
And well, I remember applesauce.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but it's not Pastor Donnie, everybody. It's another man. But anyway, so we're ministering this guy, and Applesauce comes up. She comes up. She was in his soul, I guess. Is that where she would be?
Yes, she was
attached to his soul.
Consciousness, yes.
Consciousness. And she said that she is a witch. And that she cursed all her videos so people could buy them. And literally, he could see her with all of these books of spells and incantations and all that.
You'd be surprised at how many people that are in that industry that are involved in things like that. You'd be surprised. And then you're meditating on them, thinking about them. And, yeah, you can create a soul tie with a lot of people. Just the example I mentioned about Madame O in this book, when you fantasize and you go there in your mind and you see yourself with that person, you're creating an ungodly soul tie with them. You're knitting your soul with that person in that book or in that that soul in the pornography is this lady that you're talking about, Miss Applesauce. You're knitting your soul to that person, and you can get a lot of their spiritual bondage. And you mentioned the witchcraft, so yes, these witchcraft spirits now have access to you. Lord, behold, if you're married, now your husband or wife is now affected by that as well. Yeah. And that's why these soul ties are very, very, very important. We have to, as Christians, we need to keep our soul as clean as possible. Don't get our souls knitted up in spiritual bondage. You know, God has made a way for us to be delivered. He wants us free from all this spiritual bondage. But the Satan is wants to bring you down, wants to pull you into all of that, allow you to look at all these demonic video games and pornography and all of that, which is very spiritually dangerous for the Christian.
Amen. Well, thank you, sir. After this question, and before your teaching, if it's okay with you, I want to ask you.
Keep asking questions.
Well, I want to ask you to walk us through breaking soul ties, just a prayer.
Sure.
Because even our radio guy in there, when you said applesauce, he began to smile. So I don't know if applesauce is in his search bar or what, but we just want everybody to. He's just laughing right now. Okay. But we're gonna break soul ties.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
My spouse wants to have sex all the time, and when I'm tired, he says that's not biblical. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know what? The bedroom is undefiled. If you're married, you know, so be it. I mean, you have your way. But you just have to be careful with the perversion. And if a person is, you know, this is a real sensitive and and I'm not condemning anyone. I think it's great for husband and wife to have sex multiple times a day if they want to, just long as there is no perversion involved. Then it's not driven by any of those other factors like drugs or pornography or other people like swingers and stuff like that. Long as it's not driven by external things that are ungodly, if that makes sense.
Sure. Well, I could act like a listener sent this in, but since you said this, nobody sent this in. I just have a question. But what about role playing? What's your thoughts on that? I mean, I guess. Okay.
Listen. I'm not an expert, but I can just tell you what I've dealt with. Again,
I mean, used to be a cop, right?
Yes.
So let's say the future Mrs. Donnie, Pastor Donnie Williams, wants you to show up with your badge and, you know, your gun belt. And
I show up with my badge and gun belt.
and arrest her.
Again,
you wouldn't
you
expect
know what?
This today, will you, man?
The bedroom is undefiled, but you have to be really careful, again, with the perversion, anything that is demonic, because the devil is looking to get in any way he can. Again, the bedroom is undefiled. What a husband and wife do in their own bedroom, that's between them. Long as it's between them, as long as it's not, you know, him, her, and other people or other perverted things that will draw the demonic in, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. We're joking about this because this wasn't scripted. We're just kind of going here. But you know what? As you're talking, I think just based on what I'm hearing is if it's a man and woman, you know, they're married and he wants her to pretend that she's Vivica Fox, for example. I'm just throwing a name.
Applesauce.
Applesauce, yeah, because Vivica Fox, my wife will be like, what, you been thinking about Vivica Fox? So let's just say applesauce.
Who is she?
Yeah, exactly. Heard she's her. Googling her right now. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, so here you go. The husband, he's born again now. He's with his wife. But she knew back in the day that he liked applesauce. So she said, I'll pretend to be applesauce. You wouldn't recommend that based on what I'm hearing there.
No, because then your mind is going towards applesauce. And applesauce, you're developing a soul tie towards that person. And just like Madame O in that book, I mean, you're imagining that person with you. And you're creating a soul tie, and that's what we need to be careful about, because applesauce could be a witch. And you're thinking that applesauce is the one, and so you, for example, start calling your spouse applesauce. And applesauce might think it's a cute name. I mean, your wife may think it's a good name, but in your mind, applesauce is a lady in a magazine. It's no different between that and then Madame O in that book. Make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well.
Well, I probably made a lot of people mad, but you know what?
What? Why? You
know, a lot of people got different opinions, but this is just what I've learned in the ministry of deliverance, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm sticking to, and, you know.
Oh, they'll be all right. Or they get their own radio show. We're just telling the truth.
Absolutely.
Based on our experience.
See, my thing is, you know, I don't want the demonic to get into the marriage. And the devil will try to get in any way he can. And I've ministered to enough couples to see that. Over the years of deliverance, I've ministered to a lot of couples that are in front of me that have opened the door for certain things like that to happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we have a caller here. Okay, we have a caller. Before this young man's patches the caller through. Okay, Pastor Noe's on. Hold tight, Pastor Noe. Thank you for calling in. I'm sure he knows a lot about applesauce. we are getting ready to hear from an applesauce expert.
Break soul ties with a Pastor Noe.
Yes, please. But, okay, speaking of soul ties.
Right.
Okay, and idolizing, like in this case, applesauce, whoever, Madame O. What about the person that was really into Bon Jovi and got the tattoo of Bon Jovi? What happened?
Well, there was a lady that I ministered to, and she was really into Bon Jovi, who was a pop singer. And, I mean, she got her nails done with Bon Jovi, had Bon Jovi necklaces, a license plate Bon Jovi. Everything was Bon Jovi, she thought, but she idolized them. So she created an ungodly soul ties with Bon Jovi. And so as I ministered to her, then Bon Jovi, that part of him showed up. A part of his soul had knitted to her. And we know what we also have to be really careful too, and I was going to get into this in the teaching, is that people that really love their animals, you got to be careful not to idolize them. Because, you know, that too, you can form an ungodly soul tie with the animal.
What do you mean? You mean somebody absolutely positively loved their cat and their cat came up? Is that what you're, I mean, have you dealt with a cat spirit because somebody was in love with their
cat?
If
it's ungodly, for example, if you put them over the Lord, if you idolize them, you made them an idol, then yes, you can create ungodly soul ties with them. Or, Lord forbid, bestiality.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time. And we see it in our ministry a lot. And that brings in animal spirits. And because of the ungodly soul ties.
Wow. Listeners, we are not making this stuff up. I mean, we were laughing about a couple of things, but this is all real. Pastor Noe?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Hey, thank you for having me.
How you doing, Pastor Noe?
Listening to the show?
Yes, sir. Do you have a question or a comment, my friend?
Two comments, if I may. Pastor Donnie, earlier you were talking about, you know, the porn and stuff like that. And I just want to let you know that some people do something that's called sex magic. And that's magic ending with a K. And this was popularized by, say, Aleister Crowley. And so what they try to do, you know, he was a Satan worshiper, I do believe. And so they try to harness sexual energy by having, orgies and stuff like that. And so there are people in the industry adult industry that before they make, say, movies and or whatever, they will actually do rituals before they start filming or whatever.
Wow.
To increase the sale of the products or to curse it?
I think so, to cause people to watch more. So, to what degree, I don't know.
Hmm.
I've read more former actors, adult actors, actresses are like, yes, that have, gotten saved. They're like, yep, that's what happens. That's what you don't see behind the scenes.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
Now, I want to also, if I may, add one comment regarding the question that the gentleman had. Like, hey, or maybe it was the wife that said, husband wants to have, be intimate more often than I care to. And I think that's, pointing to 1 Corinthians 7, verse 3, husband should fulfill his obligation to his wife. Verse 4, a wife does not have authority over her own body, but her husband does, and vice versa. Verse 5, do not withhold yourselves from each other unless you agree to do so. So all I want to say there is there should be a balance, because if one is demanding of the other, then there are certain sins that can be brought in. There can be bitterness. There can be control. Jezebel, not just Jezebel, but she's about control, and it not only happens with the females, but males. And so you have to be careful there for the one that's very demanding, or even the one that's submissive, because that can, an Ahab spirit can come in. And so, yes, you're not your own body, and the other spouse kind of, has some say, but I'm just warning, there needs to be a balance, that's all.
We appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much. I'm going to reach out to you, and that teaching that you did on porn on the Bible study, which is Thursdays at 6:30, by the way, 515-602-9611 for the people that want to call into that. That was an excellent teaching. I think we're going to have you here on the radio show. If you would please bless us with that. That was a really deep teaching on porn.
Amen.
And everything that comes with that.
That's so right.
Sure. Would love to.
Yeah, I'll have my people call your people, and we'll get a contract written up.
Okay, that would be you calling me, right?
I'm gonna call you through applesauce. Yes, I'll be calling you, sir. But we'll have you over and teach on porn, okay?
All right, I'll be blessed. Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you, man. Pastor Donnie, before you go into your teaching, what's interesting? Pastor Noy was there. We ministered to another minister, and Holy Spirit showed me a picture of Jimi Hendrix, like a visual of Jimi Hendrix, and. I said, what can you tell me about Jimi Hendrix? Well, in the 70s, this particular pastor was getting a lot of feedback. Do you hear that?
Oh, we're good.
Okay. In the 60s, or 60s or 70s, 70s, I imagine, this person did mushrooms listening to one of Jimi Hendrix's songs. I can't remember. Purple Haze.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might have been it, but anyway, Jimi Hendrix was actually there, and this was last year. How can that be? If is it because the person didn't break soul ties, because he idolized? What's your thoughts on it? Why would I see Jimi Hendrix in 2020, and he did the drugs in, I shouldn't say 70s, based on his age, probably the 80s.
Again, soul ties. It's so easily for us to develop soul ties. And especially if there's drugs involved and you idolize this particular person, it's easily to create an ungodly soul tie with a person like that. The Bible says the two shall become one. If there's just through friendships alone. I mean, there's good soul ties and there's bad soul ties. And there's a lot of good soul ties. don't get me wrong, like a healthy friendship or a healthy marriage, that's a great soul tie. But the ungodly soul tie, when the, you know, the Bible clearly tells us there should be no other gods before me. But if you make Jimmy Hemmings your god, you create an ungodly soul tie with them or whoever that person is. This particular person I was talking about earlier made Madame O her god through a book. Hmm. And she, in her mind, became that person. And that created a soul tie. So we have to be careful not to idolize things or animals or things like that. You know what? I was just looking online, and you know, just in the U.S. alone, just in the U.S. alone, $4 billion was spent on pornography. Just in the U.S., here in the USA, America, $4 billion was spent. Imagine the demonic spirits behind that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We got a another question.
Sure. Like these questions.
Let's see. Are widows to remain celibate until they would marry again, no matter what age they are widowed at? I've actually been celibate for 5 years, and I'm wondering if I must stay this way until I marry again. And if not planning to marry, is this now my life? I believe I know the answer, but I just want confirmation.
That's a good question, and I know what the Bible says, but I don't believe the Bible meant exactly that. Maybe during that time in the Old Testament, but if you're a widower, I don't see anything wrong with a person remarrying again. Matter of fact, a lot of people have either got a divorce or remarried, and I personally don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. And I'm sorry people are still texting. All right. Let's about these questions.
Sure.
Let's see. Which weapon does the enemy use most on Christians?
I believe the number one. Well, actually, I believe there's two things. The number one weapon that I believe that the enemy uses on men and women of God is fear. He wants you to focus on the fear, focus on that doctor's report, focus on what is happening in your marriage or your relationship to get you into fear and not believe in God, because fear is the opposite of faith. If you don't have faith, you have fear. Faith moves the kingdom of God. Fear moves the kingdom of
Satan,
darkness.
Absolutely.
So God wants us to be in fear. Look at this pandemic. This pandemic created fear. And I believe a lot of it's demonic. I've actually cast out, I don't know if you were there a few weeks ago, I cast out a spirit of, it said his name was COVID. This particular person actually had COVID a month prior, but for a month, she tested negative, but she was still having the lingering effects of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so this spirit came up, manifested, had death and fear with it. So fear is always, I believe, with COVID. And me personally, having COVID back in July of last year, I know that the spirit of fear is attached to that. The Lord showed me that. The spirit of fear and the spirit of death is attached to that. So fear, I believe, is the number one spirit that is attacking the men and women of God today. And how many times in the Bible the Lord says, do not fear, for I am with you.
Right, right. You know, when I'm asked that question, I'm just going to jump in here. I always say, do you have a case of the flu? F-L-U. Fear, lust, or unforgiveness. I think those are the big ones that the enemy uses. In my opinion, from what I've seen in my short tenure at the ministry, those are some big hitters that he gets a lot of mileage out of.
He does, and I think another big one that he uses to pull the enemy, to pull men and women back from their walk with the Lord is doubt and unbelief. He wants you to doubt God's truth, doubt that God can heal you or deliver you, and if he can keep you in doubt and unbelief, and then remember, Jesus couldn't do in his hometown. I think Matthew chapter 6 talks about that. He couldn't do many miracles in his hometown because of their doubt and unbelief. So doubt and unbelief and fear, to me, are the two biggest. As a matter of fact, even in the ministry of deliverance, you know, we tell people if you have doubt and unbelief, then that blocks, and that will block your deliverance.
Well, that and also healing. I've asked people, I said, do you believe Jesus will heal you? And they like, no. And I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that.
There you go, doubt and unbelief. Well, yeah. Then you do what Jesus did. He walked away.
I just said, God bless you then. Yeah. I don't know what else to do. I mean, if you don't believe.
He couldn't do any miracles because of the doubt and unbelief. God wants us to believe in the supernatural, not really to believe. God is pouring out his spirit on his saints in the last days. The devil is trying to get you to believe that God isn't real, his power isn't real. And a lot of churches are teaching that that the gifts of the Holy Spirit left when the last apostles died. And, a lot of churches even teaching against the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. We just got a text from Prophet Terry Miller at the Potter's House in Perry, Florida. He said,
how you doing, sir?
And we're glad you're here, sir. He said his number one that he's dealing with is lack of knowledge.
Just
that's
a good one.
The ignorance.
The Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Absolutely. He said that's number one, you know, in his ministry. That's what he's saying.
That's right.
That's a big one.
You know what? A lot of people, you're right about that, Apostle. A lot of people fall and gets into all kind of spiritual bondage because of lack of knowledge.
Absolutely.
But it's my opinion that the church needs to be speaking the truth, you know, preaching the truth. And so people be aware of spiritual warfare and that, you know, and that saints need to be prepared and to get free.
Well, what I find interesting is that many, many churches are not teaching on this particular ministry, nor are they seem to be interested in even learning it.
Yes, I've heard pastors say on TV that a Christian cannot have a demon. And I always tell them, listen, a Christian cannot be possessed, true, but parts of their soul can be demonized. You're a three-part being. You have a body, soul, and spirit. But parts of your soul can be demonized because of the sins of your ancestors, because of doors that were open, things like that, any unforgiveness, emotional wounds that are still brewing in your life. You know, just because you accept Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, all that stuff just don't go away. You know, it needs to be dealt with.
Right, right. Well, thank you, sir. We did not get a chance to get to your teaching today, but we have some awesome questions.
Oh, beautiful questions.
And I think you got slightly distracted about applesauce. I'll talk to you off the air about that. But other than that, I thought it was a superb show today. But close us out with a prayer, sir. Look like they, you know, turn the music on, tell us to wrap it up. So bless us with a prayer.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this session on the radio station tonight. Lord, we ask that you bless your people, Father God, that listen tonight. Bless them with health and wealth, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we bless them financially, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for their lives, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the God that you are. And remember, folks, Jesus is Lord.
Amen. And when you role play tonight, make sure your wife is your wife and you are you.
Amen to that.
Peace.
Keep applesauce out of it.
Applesauce, no applesauce. Applesauce free life. God bless.
Because they think you original, but the enemy loves you. The subliminals. Wow. Even in the cinema, man, the money they spent on you. Yeah. No, I'm not defending you. I'm coming through with some lyrical enemas. Because I want to get rid of it. Me, I'm sick of hearing.